Pakistanis gather for Friday prayers at the Mucky Masjid Mosque on Brooklyn's Coney Island Avenue. These days, there's a lot of soul-searching in New York's Little Pakistan. In many shops, TV screens are switched to Pakistani news channel for reports on the heightened political tensions in Pakistan in the wake of Benazir Bhutto's death. Mohammad Razvi is a local community leader with the Council of People's Organizations. He says everyone is hoping that Pakistan's elections, scheduled for February the 18th, go ahead.
Elections have to continue. They cannot be delayed. Anything delayed is, you know, it's a scorn on democracy.
Razvi and his colleagues also have another election on their minds, the U.S. presidential election in November. His organization registers immigrant voters, and he says there's been an upsurge in those wanting to vote in the U.S. This man is a U.S. citizen, and he says he's anxious to vote in his first presidential election. He says people in his homeland want to get to the ballot box, too.
The people in the Pakistan, you know, they want to cast the vote, you know.
Not everyone in the Pakistani community here in New York is sure elections will change much in Pakistan. Mohammed Farooqi is editor-in-chief of the Pakistan Post, the largest circulation Pakistani newspaper in the U.S.
Did you read the headline this one?
He blames Mrs. Bhutto's assassination on Pakistan's military government, and he says his homeland has a long way to go to become a democracy.
We do not have never, ever the proper democracy. We're just trying to get that goal. And, you know, army always come and interrupt the system. Since 1947, look at, we have 4 martial laws. And I'm living in New York. Just because of the democracy, because of the human right, because of the constitution of USA.
Farooqi says a lot is riding on the elections in Pakistan, and he fears that if they do not go as planned, Pakistan could face further violence.
On 18th of February, if we do not have a proper election, and if we did not restore the democracy proper way, in all manner, by the international norms, the Pakistan had, you're going to see the big problem in Pakistan. Maybe civil war.
Both Pakistan's parliamentary elections and the U.S. presidential election are increasingly intertwined for this community. Leaders say Pakistanis who can vote in the U.S. realize that both America's and Pakistanis' elections are crucial for Pakistan's future. Nathan King for VOA News, New York.